the Clients Club.
It's a really cleansing feeling because the air is blowing through your face and the light. It's good. It's just, it's like no other feeling you've ever had in your life.
It's every girl's dream to be in an outhouse with a pit crew.
Pit crews push racers already in their crafts 2x2 up Nashville's Main Street Hill. A view of the town gazebo and the finish line at the other end. At the top, drivers draw straws to pick lanes. Crew members worry about possible wheel wobbles that might occur if riders hit a manhole cover just off the center of the right-hand lane.
Oh, look at that. You know, it just doesn't matter. Just give me that straw.
It's not a soapbox derby, or even car racing of any kind. Instead, it's wheeled contraptions based around a folk icon, the outhouse. Which begs the question, do you floor it or flush it? Actually, it's not a race for speed, but for distance, which results in some surprising strategy.
I'm top heavy, so I have to lean forward and to get the momentum, and I know that gravity pulls down, so I knew the closer I get to the ground, the better it was going to be.
That's Corrine Crawhorn, the driver of Brown County Healthy Living's Lou. Crawhorn's team pushes the back wheels of her commode over a plywood stop, which has a quick release, letting both houses roll simultaneously.
One, two, three!
Racers run in one of two divisions. Those in Division 1, the majority of participants, use a provided four-wheel base, while those in Division 2 are allowed to use their own wheels and create their own base. No matter the division, each jalopy has one center steering wheel, a wooden structure, and, of course, a porcelain seat. Every competing toilet comes with its own embellishments. Some look like tiki huts or castles, and then there's John Zodi's. Zodi says he tries to outdo himself every year. This year's not only rolls, it rocks too.
It was black with white lettering with gold trim, had stars cut in it, and the gold trim around the stars, and it said, I want to rock and roll all night and potty every day, and on the back it had pictures of the four KISS members.
Zodi even dressed himself up for the event.
It's a spandex outfit with platform shoes with a big silver diaper. Came with no instructions, and that's my wife there. It took her about half an hour to figure out how to put it on me.
But aesthetic modifications aren't the only changes drivers and their crews have made. Tommy House, the engineer for the Brown County Healthy Living Team, wouldn't share details of his remodel.
I can't reveal that, but I want the world to know I did not go to college. I went to School of Hard Knocks, and I used my head. I consulted engineers, and they would not help me. So hillbilly engineering got her done. The best thing was I was trying to beat our competitor, Bear Hardware. We had a gentleman's bet of Coke or Mountain Dew, and it looks like I'm drinking me a nice cold Coke.
Whatever he did must have worked, because the Healthy Living Team wins the final race in its division and faces the Lions Club, winners of Division 2.
Brown County Lions Club in the South Lane, a clash of titans, a clash of champions, pride at stake. We're getting set.
But the Lions Club team has the upper hand, using two bicycle wheels with training wheels on the side to take the throne. Event organizer Bob Curlin says the event raises about $5,000 yearly for charity. But why raise outhouses in the first place? Curlin says he really doesn't know.
I can't really tell you that there's a story behind it. Of course, in beautiful Brown County, there's a lot of outhouses out in our county, and we just thought it'd be nice to race outhouses. If you go on your website, there's probably over 100 outhouses all over the United States. So we just decided to have one here in beautiful Brown County.
Whatever the reason, Curlin says the number of event participants has nearly doubled since the inaugural runs in 2004.
We were in one of the stores and she said, make sure you stick around 3 o'clock for the outhouse race. And we went, what? What? And she said, they're not real outhouses, but she said, that's what we do in the South.
We were very excited about it, which I was kind of surprised on how enthusiastic it was, but it was a very clever event.
I didn't know what to expect, so it was something different. So I've never seen anything like this. So it was very fun. I would come see it again.
For WFIU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.